two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
I saw a statistic that made me, well, it made me sad. By the time we leave home as an adult, we've already used up about 95% of the time that we're going to spend with our parents ever.
That's incredible.
It's already spent.
That's a huge amount.
Because we move away and we don't have as many chances to see each other.
Yeah, you can speak to this better. My mom lives two streets away, so I see mom all the time. But yeah, I think generally speaking, we just end up being so busy with our own lives that it is difficult to really spend that huge amount of time together.
I left home in 1990 from Arizona, packed up my mom's sedan that she'd generously given to me to drive, and drove to Utah to take a job at Channel 4 News as a reporter. When I was a teenager, my mom had driven my sister and I around the country to just see all the sights and, I don't know, dress up as pilgrims and everything. I mean, it was crazy, the things that we did and the things that we participated in and the plays that we saw and everything. So it was so much fun. But I hadn't been on a road trip one-on-one with my mom ever since I left home 30 years ago. Wow. And I remember when I left home, Dave, we were both beyond sad. It was like we almost couldn't speak. We were happy that I had gotten this great job, yeah, but we were empty that day. And I left and I never looked back and I never moved back. And I think she knew that I would never return
really
to my hometown.
Because I think a lot of parents think, oh, this is just temporary until they come home.
My mom has amazing instinct.
Yeah.
And I think she knew that that was it. It was the so long and she's never coming back. She will not be living around the corner from me ever. So remember how you decided at the last minute to take last week off?
Yeah.
And then I went, well, what am I going to do? And I took the week off. At the last minute, I decided to drive to Canada. Just a casual drive to Canada. 2,100 miles is what I ended up putting on my car
last week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Jeez.
And my car's not really big, but I got it checked out, made sure it was running fine, got the tires checked, you know, got the oil changed and everything, good to go. And then I called my mom. And I wasn't going to ask her because it was the Thursday before the Sunday that I was going to leave. I called my mom.
So totally last minute.
Yeah, we're just talking about all the problems in my life, as I usually do with my mom, and I did as a kid, and I do as an adult. And I said, hey, just on a whim, I know I'm always last minute. This is so Debbie of me to do. I always fly by the seat of my pants in my personal life. How about driving to Canada with me? And she's like, well, let me look at the schedule for next week. I'm like, Mom, you're retired. You don't have anything going on.
There is no schedule.
Dave, she had a ticket in 30 minutes to fly up here. And she later told me, she said, I would have driven the 12 hours to get to you to only drive with you again. I spent 2,100 miles in a car with my mom last week. And it was the most amazing experience. But there were so many revelations for me along the way that I felt healed by the time I dropped her off at the Salt Lake International Airport on Sunday to say goodbye. Can I just tell you a little bit about this?
I love this because you have a close relationship with your mom. Or when you were growing up, you were close, right?
So close. But I wasn't perfect. I mean, there's things that I've done along the way that I feel like I've left my mom holding the bag. I mean, I don't know if I've ever told you this, and I'm telling our listeners this and telling, I guess, the world this, that in 1991, after I'd moved up here, I called off a wedding. I was engaged to be married. I was 23. I'd met a man. We dated for a year and a half. He's a very nice man. I felt at that moment it wasn't the right thing for me to do, and I called it off abruptly just moments before my mom was ready to put all the invitations to the wedding in the mail. And then I ghosted my mom.
Really?
And so she was left holding the bag and basically all but at the altar, right? The visions of this beautiful wedding that she was going to host for her daughter, gone. And people were calling her like,
what happened?
What the heck's wrong with Debbie? Yeah. She's like, I don't know. She's not calling me either. I mean, there are other things along the way. I've got my moods, and I'm very kind of possessive about how I run my career and how I raise my kids. And so when she sits down and when she pays a visit to me, I can be a little snappy with her. Look, this is the way it is. This is how I do it. I mean, I like to think I'm not the only one who does that.
No,
but
you're not alone, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, stay out of my business, Mom. But mostly we have more ups than we've ever had downs. But the one amazing thing, and this is why I so wanted to talk about this, and in fact, I wrote about it until 2 o'clock in the morning the other day, was because I think it's so important that we push all that stuff aside. And this is only me speaking after this 2,100 miles that we went on this amazing journey together, and just sit in a car with our parents and let them talk. And in fact, they will do 90% of the talking, as it turns out. And they will talk over every single exit that Siri is telling you to get off at. And in fact, they'll be talking about grandma while you are not hearing Siri tell you to get off. And you're like, Mom, I missed the exit. They'll also help you navigate from an atlas. We'll hold it up and they'll tell you all the exits you missed. And they'll tell you all the ones that you need to get off of. So you've got them in the car in case, you know, the cell service goes out. But the one thing that I learned immediately backing out of the driveway with my mom is this, and I can be very testy about deadlines, as you know. I've 30 years being in front of a camera, being in front of a radio microphone on time. We're not the same person, Dave. She was 30 minutes late getting in the car. And I had...
You have three ulcers because of it.
Dave, I'm ready to go. Yeah. I've got all of the water in case we get stranded. Ready to go. I've got all the snacks ready to go. I've got the car loaded up. Where's Mom?
Let's systematically go through this.
In that 30 seconds of backing out of the driveway, I made a very critical decision. I'm going to let all of that roll off my back for this entire trip. And I did. There were moments I needed to take really deep breaths, but I did it.
Yeah.
And that was the pivotal moment that created an amazing journey, where we were not going to sit in the car and bicker. We didn't talk a lot of politics. We didn't go down roads that you knew were going to be rabbit holes in discussions. But we just sat there and talked about absolutely everything. And you cannot do that when you're not on an airplane or when you're distracted by other family members. I mean, she was telling me stories about relatives I thought had died years ago, and it turns out they're still living. So we were able to catch up on that. We talked about Dad and their plans to travel together and, you know, her hopes for my kids as they grow up. And we talked about her mom. And I heard stories about my grandpa I'd never heard before, and stories about relatives and friends who she missed, and stories about even friends of friends I didn't even know about. And at some point I was eyeball rolling about that because I don't even know these people. But then I got to know them through her eyes. And I was asking her questions about it. And I really was able to open up my heart and my mind to what makes my mom tick. And in so many ways, Dave, this journey healed me in a way that I'd never been healed before. And my relationship has, like I said, always been good, but it hasn't been golden.
Well, and perhaps you didn't even realize that it was lacking or it needed some serious repair.
It needed an infusion.
Yeah.
It needed an infusion of time, and we were not going to get that anywhere else. But let me give you a piece of advice, Dave. When you miss a turn, when you're on a road trip with your mom, and you figure it out 2.5 hours later, and you're in the middle of Oregon, when you're supposed to be heading up to Canada through Idaho, do not stop the car and turn to your mom and say this. Mom, give me your best guess. What state do you think we're in right now? Because I have no clue. And she goes, well, like 2 hours ago, I started seeing signs for the Oregon Trail. Sorry I didn't say anything to you, but I was just having a good time talking to you about everything else. I love you, Mom.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.